Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Elise Glink is the CEO of Best Money Moves. ThinkGlink.com is where you can find her. Happy Friday afternoon to you, Elise.
Hey, happy Friday to you.
You know, I know it's tax time. Nobody wants to really, really think about taxes. And hopefully,
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But the IRS raised income thresholds for 7 tax brackets, a little smaller than an increase from last year, right?
Yeah, it was. The tax bracket, the highest tax bracket is right now 37% for single taxpayers who have incomes of over $609,000, $731,200 for married couples filing jointly. So that's not that many people fall into that bracket, so you don't have to worry about that. And of course, I think what people often forget is that the brackets, the increased marginal amount is, you know, you pay 12% on the first 11,000 and then you go up to the 22% bracket for stuff over that and, you know, and so on all the way up to 37%.
And then also the standard deductions for 2024 have been adjusted as well.
Yeah, they have. The standard deduction for married couples filing jointly this year, for last year, of course, is $29,200. That's up $1,500. For single taxpayers, or if you are married but file separately, the standard deduction increased to $14,600, up $750. And you notice that it's now the same whether you're single taxpayer, you get half, or married couple filing jointly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of nice. And ahead of household, the standard deduction is $21,900, up $1,100.
There's some other significant changes for the filing season. There's an alternative minimum tax. Estate taxes have changed. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, there's a number of things that I think that we sort of take for granted, right? The earned income tax credit, that went up a little bit. That's now $7,830 for those who have 3 or more qualifying children. And that really helps low to moderate income workers and their families. What's nice is that to qualify for the earned income tax credit, EITC, you can have a gross adjusted income of $66,819 or less. It's such a specific number. I don't know quite how they get to the 819. There's the child tax credit, families with qualifying children, that's dependents younger than 17 or up to 16, I guess, in the last day you're 16 years old, can claim the credit. That's $2,000 per child. I don't believe that changed. And then there's an adoption credit. The alternative minimum tax that you asked about, the exception amount, $85,700, and begins to phase out at $609,350, which is that sort of top number for the 37%. And then finally, for estate taxes, the basic exclusion is $13,610,000. That is up from $12,920,000. I will just say that with the new administration, one of the things they're going to be looking at is lowering taxes and getting rid of estate taxes. Now, there are very few people who get hit with estate taxes these days, only the very, very rich. And they are looking at eliminating that entirely. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happened in the next year.
You know, you talk about estate taxes and those raising up. You know, I want to talk to you about putting assets in a trust, because when my father passed away a little over a year ago, he was always on top of these things, and everything was wrapped up tightly in his trust money, his house, car, everything. It was seamless. It was so simple when something like that life situation happens. I've done the same. I think a few more things I could do, but please explain what this all means and what to put it in and why you should do it in a trust.
Right. And there are a number of different kinds of trusts, and I totally hear you, because my mother passed away also just a little over a year ago, and she also had things neatly tied up. And, you know, when somebody you love passes, whether it's quickly, suddenly, takes a long time, it's always too soon, and then you're left, you know, grieving and then trying to wade through all the paperwork. And what a trust does is it allows the ownership of those assets to pass seamlessly. You don't have to go to probate. You don't have to wait, you know, for things to happen. You can literally watch as the name can get changed very, very easily on absolutely everything that's inside the trust. The mistake that many people make is one, they don't complete the trust. They don't, and once they've completed it and they've signed the trust documents, they don't actually change the name of their assets into the name of the trust. So they end up with like an empty shell, which is really, really sad because you've gone to all that trouble and expense to create a trust and then you don't fill it up with anything. So if you create a trust, you're going to want to talk to an attorney for that. There are some online programs. You may have seen ads on random television stations for a company called Trust and Will, or maybe it's called Will and Trust, but there's a number of these different kinds of companies that are out there that do state-specific trusts and state-specific wills. It's a little bit to go through all the questions, but you'd have to do that anyway with an attorney, and it's less expensive, and you get to do it in the, you know, peaceful environment of your own home.
Well, I was even surprised his car was in there. It was under his trust name as well. But I know there are different types of trust, but what's the most common, Elise?
You'll want a revocable trust. Revocable trust just literally means that when you die, things go pass along, but you can change that trust if you want to. An irrevocable trust, that's for really rich people who want to get assets out of their estate. And once you put something into an irrevocable trust, it's no longer considered to be in your estate. It has moved out of it, and so it reduces the total taxable estate that you have left.
Very cool. Elise Glink is the CEO of Best Money Moves. ThinkGlink.com is where you can find her. Elise, thanks for coming on, and have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having me.